Dr. Kiran Bedi, welcome. Welcome once again to Auroville. It's wonderful to have you along with our governing board. Aryadeep, would you like to speak a little bit before we give Dr. Karan Singh the book? Yes.
Honorable Dr. Karan Singh ji, one of the elderly statesmen of India, Lieutenant Governor Kinar Bedi, who is, I would say, darling of thousands of people in India, thousands of people who are in the prison and out of prison, people who are working for just, better and beautiful society. Professor Manoj Das, who has enriched India's literary landscape tremendously by his contributions. Thank you for coming. Members of the Governing Board, Honorable Secretary Mr. Chankant, Under Secretary Srinivas Murthy, friends in the Working Committee, and fellow Orwellians. I would like to say first few things about my approach, or rather my aspiration behind this book. There is a sentence in Satpram's book: the apprentice human trying to bind a tool with their club is trying to bind the invisible train of our thoughts to the movement of Jupiter and Venus. He is referring to the prehistoric times when human being was not fully developmental. And the author says that when you take one rope and tie with a club and try to get something, that is the beginning of civilization. And that is now, civilization has reached this stage where we are thinking about Mars and colonizing the other planets. One beautiful thing that happens with the progress of civilization is that human vision increases, human receptivity increases. And that, in my view, is a main thing. Because when we refer to the mother's knowledge, a totally new world is born, completely new world, beyond our spirituality, beyond our materialism, beyond religious, completely new world. And then she said, now it is a question of receptivity. So my approach to the book, that how to increase receptivity, a place like Matri Mandir, a place like Auroville, if Auroville develops fully into a universal township, a unique universal township with global alliances, it will increase the human receptivity tremendously. In the same way, individuals like Dr. Karan Singh or Kiran Bedi, their very presence increases the human vision, the collective psychological sense of strength and well-being. It increases the human receptivity. So that is one of my aspirations behind this book, that when I bring up this book, it is not a book only for Aurovillians, it is a book for a larger human society, because Karan Singh's person far transcends the chairmanship of Auroville Foundation. Same way, the Dr. Kiran Bedi's person far transcends the Lieutenant Governor of Pondicherry. She is beyond that. Same way, both are above their position. So this is one of my approach to the book. My second aspiration behind this book, that future chairman, future governing board members may draw inspiration from it. So that is the true idea I set about working, and I'm very, very grateful that I got a cooperation people like Karel, when the idea of the book was mooted, Karel immediately understood that Karan Singh has given a very insightful interviews, lectures. So he set about working from 330 issues of Auroville Today. He extracted all the interviews, all the speeches, and gave it to Ansuman Basu, who passed it on to me, and then I set about working, and then I got a cooperation from so many people. I must say, the Prisma, publisher of Auroville publisher, France, who has brought out some wonderful books on Auroville, Auroville Inaugurations, and so many other books, also helped with his colleague, Tim Vray and Janardana, in putting this book together and come out. Before I close, I would like to make a few requests to Honorable Dr. Kim Vaidhi. After releasing the book, please sign two copies with your hand and give it to Dr. Karan Singh.
What an honor.
Karan Singh's beloved wife, Yaso, is not here. She is no more, but she still has a large family. And he would like to send some copy, I would suggest. He can send his gift to his whole family members. In the same way, my own 93 years young mother, she is present here. She once told me that when I was in her womb, she would concentrate on the photograph of Subhas Bose so intensely that she will become one with the photograph. And she will read all the books of Vivekananda. I don't think she has gone. But she is here. I would like Kiran Vedi to stand with her and get a photograph of her and greet her. My third request is that she also signs some, she also agrees after reaching home, she signs few books and she gives it whoever wants, because a book signed by Dr. Karan Singh and Dr. Kiran Vedi will become added value to the value, what is called. And my fourth request, there is an Auroville in here, Kalia. He comes from a native place. But 2 years back, he donated his private land to Auroville. I want to honor him on this occasion. So I request you to give one of the book to him as a gift. Thank you very much. It is an honor to receive you here. And once I read about a year and a half ago, in a book on Dr. Kiran Vaidhi, she said that I have seen so much human misery, human smallness, human suffering. She was in the prison, working with the prisoners, that I don't want to born again. Now, I want that now with the, she will, this book will familiarize with the marvelous future, and she will take an approach that I don't want to die. And if I die, I want to come back as early as possible. Thank you very much, sir. It's an honor to be here and privilege.
Good evening to all of you. What an honor and a privilege always to return to Auroville. Quietly, silently, even on a Sunday. And biking through the forest. I want to thank Mr. Mohan Varghese Chunkat for inviting me and giving me this very rare honor to release a book of somebody I've looked up to all my life. It's such a wonder. It's like a student getting an opportunity to release a book of a teacher and of a guru. So it's a very rare honor. Came just in time for me to ensure that I don't exit Pondicherry to go to Karaikal, which I was on my way. Dr. Karan Singh is exceedingly dear, very, very dear to all of us back home and all over in the country and around the world. I've known him as an absolutely exceptional leader, an exceptional individual, exceptional scholar, exceptional moral and spiritual, one man of exceptional moral and spiritual superiority. One who imparts knowledge with such deep intensity. Every time you hear him, you go deep into the root of anything he says. He's so rooted in his knowledge. I've grown up listening to him. That's why every word of it, this is all written by my own hand. So it's not copy-pasted. You gave me time to think about and revert to him. In fact, to me, he's like Veer Karan of Mahabharata, who shot the arrow of Auroville into the future and also got astride on it to direct its course. Am I right? He shot the arrow as its first chairman of the governing body, and then he rode the arrow to see that it stays in the right direction. He is exactly like the Mahabharata, the Karan of Mahabharata. I'm informed that Auroville and Pondicherry is his second home or a parallel home. He visits this place no less often than he visits back home in Jammu and Kashmir, which was his riyasat, which his father dedicated and gave to our great country. Friends, the very mention of the word Auroville introduces an absolutely new vibration. That's the way I feel, and that's the way people feel about it. As I read through your charter, because it gave me time to understand a little more, something which I biked and visited, and I heard it in, it's not mother's voice, I think, but it's a female voice. It's read, but the Auroville Charter says, and the high points are, Auroville belongs to humanity as a whole. I'm only now excerpting it. Auroville is a place of unending education, of one of constant progress, one which is a bridge. This is the charter made by the mother. It's a bridge, and who knows better than you and I? I'm just reading, it's like coal to the castle. Bridge between past and the future, a spring towards future realizations. It's a living embodiment of an actual human unity. The word human unity, I will revert to you after my two suggestions to our chairman. And that's coming from the act, your act of which by which Auroville was born, the Auroville Foundation Act of 1988. And these are my two suggestions to our honorable chairman. Now that he's here, I can get his ear. The governing board, section 11, says, it identifies under into section 1 of section or subsection C, clause C. It's talking about activities of environment, afforestation, arts and crafts, industry, agriculture, humanities, sciences, and integral yoga. That's what your act is saying, sir. My suggestion is, since you've come a long, long way across, and you've even celebrated an amazing celebration just a few years ago in the presence of our Honorable Prime Minister, who he was instrumental to see that he comes here, is how about schools of Auroville in these all areas called schools of yoga, school of environment, school of afforestation, school of industry, agriculture, called the Auroville schools. If they're existing, then I plead ignorance. But if they're not, here's a suggestion to take this organization or this amazing wealth of humanity forward with the kind of expertise it has across the world, is Auroville schools. And in that school, train up 20 to 30 students in this field from the neighborhood or from across the country, chosen 20, 30, where the Auroville spirit in yoga, integral yoga of our own Aurobindo, and humanities and agriculture, which I've mentioned. So these are the activities to be spread, if we have to spread, if the day we choose, the governing body chooses to go much, much beyond, it is to train these and start these schools and then give scholarship, called the Auroville Scholarship. So then it goes back to become an Aurovillian yoga from the school of yoga, school of agriculture, school of arts and culture. This is my suggestion one. It's based on the act of the governing board. But institution of a scholarship, you can name it anything. You can make it Aurovillian scholarship or you can make it Mother, you can make it Aurobindo. That's for you to decide. But it's schools of Aurobindo where all you become a faculty. You are a faculty. You are a teachers. In fact, one dream I would like to see one day happen in my lifetime is an Auroville University, an Auroville schools, and one day come up as an Aurovillian University. And you are the faculty already. And who would not come and address? So A, enriching, now it's a stage to the next level. It's coming from your charter. It's how you read the charter. You can read it narrowly, you can read it widely. Probably I'm reading it too widely. So that's a suggestion. My second suggestion, my friends, is coming from your Section 16 of the Act, Chairman Sir, is Section 16 talks about committees of the Governing Board. In these, the Governing Board may appoint such committees as may be necessary for the efficient discharge of its duties and performance of its functions under this Act. And Clause 2 second says, the Governing Board shall have the power to co-opt as members of any committee appointed under subsection 1 such number of persons who are not members of the Governing Board as it may think fit, and the persons so co-opted shall have the right to attend the meetings of the committee and take part in the proceedings of the committee but shall not have a right to vote. What am I hinting at? I'm hinting at co-option. The co-option particularly of the two neighborhoods on the left and the right. The co-option of representatives of the Chief Secretary of Tamil Nadu and representative of the Chief Secretary of Pondicherry as members of the committee. You invite chief secretaries of both the regions, left and right, because you are reaching out to the world. Are we connecting with the neighborhood? And your immediate neighborhood is Tamil Nadu on your left and Pondicherry on your right. So co-opt representatives of the two chief secretaries. If they can attend your meeting, fine. Otherwise called, why am I saying representatives of the two? So that they are empowered to connect with the chief secretary directly to spread this Auroville message and empower these schools. Basically, it's going back to the word when Mother said in the charter, to saying living embodiment of an actual human unity. So it's coming through human unity, which begins with the immediate national, regional, but we always begin with the neighborhood. It's loving thy neighbor as thyself. Friends, as I said, it's a very rare honor to me for somebody who's like a student for a teacher's book. The book is one of the finest document I've seen. Can I feel it again? I've read it, thank you. I've spent a couple of hours before. I suspended all my appointments because the book reached just in time for me in the morning. You didn't give me longer time than that. And I went through, it's just a very great document, very beautifully written by, and a lovely introduction by Manojda, right? Am I right? It's a beautiful document. Who's written that? The Prisma. This is a great. Who's that? Absolutely. Congratulations once again. It's a great document. In fact, you've given me ideas for my book. I'm going to copy paste it. It's so lovely, the whole acknowledgement. Their acknowledgements are very well done. And how beautifully you said, from wherever you said, with permission to take here, apologies. And the word I liked is, what you wrote is, apologies if I missed acknowledging any contribution.
Yes, I missed one.
See that? How well, I've never seen this kind of apology written in any book, saying apologies if I've missed acknowledging any contribution. And it's very neatly, very beautifully produced. I think it's a rare, it's a wonderful treat to a very rare erudite scholar of India. And I think, sir, and it's got lovely pictures. It's got pictures of the ages gone by, both black and white. It shows all the years which Dr. Karan Singh has spent with Auroville. So while I say thank you to you for inviting me, I owe a personal gratitude to Dr. Karan Singh for two things which he does not know, which you don't know. When I won my Magsaysay Award in 1994, and you know, getting an admission and membership in the India International Center in Delhi, it's a very rare, it's very precious. And I won the award. He was the chairman. He was heading the board at that time of the IIC. I applied to him. And I got it within days, sir. Thank you so much. You as I said, you have a very soft corner for... I don't know why, when I got this invitation, it went back to those years where he probably had a soft corner for me. And the second one, probably he does not know, is when I finished my Tihar jail work, which you fondly remember, I had a feeling that Government of India or Government of Delhi would dump me because so much good had happened despite them. So when so much of original innovation, I thought it's time to document it, because if I don't document it, it'll go away. Just as you've documented this, it's such a historical document, and every word that Dr. Karan Singh spoken is a precious treasure. In fact, it was so difficult to keep back the book because A, he speaks exceedingly very well, but it's very well researched and concised and put in place. When I finished that work and I applied for Nehru Scholarship, thinking that that's the only way to now document my work, because a part of the Nehru Fellowship means if you get it, it has to be returned into a book. You have to publish the book. So 2 years is allowed as a postdoctoral work, 2 years of research, 1 year of publication. So I applied for the Nehru Fellowship. I was late. I'd crossed the limit. He and Mr. Natwar Singh, Mr. Natwar Singh I knew, was a tennis friend of mine. So I went to Mr. Natwar Singh and I said, can I apply for a Nehru Fellowship to document my prison work? But I don't have a big proposal. But I'll quickly tell you what we've done. And if I could get it, it'll be a rare honor, because I can then take off from my work and write the work. Friends, I got the Nehru Fellowship again because of him. He was a chairman of that board. And because of him, my book called It's Always Possible emerged, which has documented the entire transformative process of Tihar Prison. So I owe a personal gratitude. In fact, you've given me a platform to release this feeling. I was waiting here to tell him that, sir, you did two things for me. So I want to thank you for inviting me to this great event, enabling me to reconnect with Dr. Karan Singh, and also to personally thank him for what he did for me personally. And third is two suggestions which I made. I think it's time to connect with the neighborhood if you're not connected already. And if you are, very good, please keep it up. If you're not, please co-opt Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry as members, because you have an expertise in every field and both the areas need it. Leave it to us to take it or leave it. But don't say we didn't get it. You have a fund of reservoir of experience. Please spread it out in the concept of human unity, as Mother said. But we don't have voting rights. We don't wish to have. None of it should interfere in your voting rights. You're an assembly yourself. You must continue to decide. But the expertise of solar energy, garbage management, organic manure and water harvesting and art and craft, you're a wealth. You can co-opt 20 people for training to your Auroville school and keep training back. This region will become larger Auroville, not now, 20 years from now, because by and large the public servants would have been trained over the years. And that's what I think the spirit of the mother is. Spread far and wide while you stay an assembly of intellectuals and spiritual seekers yourself. Thank you once again for this great book. Once again, congratulations for an amazing work. A thank you is never enough. Thank you once again, sir, for giving me this opportunity.
After two creative suggestions by Excellency Kiran Bedi, comes with third suggestion. Kindly listen to me. After your two wonderful suggestions and wonderful memorable speech, comes the third suggestion and third request. Seriously, my request to Honorable Chairman and the members of the Working Committee is that they explore the possibility of having the post of the vice chairman of the Auroville Foundation, who automatically becomes chairman, and that post first should go to Kiran Bedi. Auroville will be tremendously enriched by our having that arrangement.
Dear Kiranji, whom I have known for 30 years, 35 years, who is surely the world's most distinguished policewoman. I don't think there's anybody else in the world, any woman particularly, who has done so much for improvement of the jail situation than Kiran has done. And she's made her mark there and wherever she was posted. And I have been following her career for many, many years. She's always left her mark. So it's very, very kind of you, really, to have come here. And when Aridip suggested that who should release the book, I said, there can be nobody better than the Lieutenant Governor, not because you're Lieutenant Governor, but because you're Kiran Bedi, a dear friend whom I've known for many, many years. And thank you also for the valuable suggestions that you have made. The whole situation of education and of co-opting the neighboring regions is something that we in the working committee have constantly been considering. And we will certainly take up your valuable suggestions. So I'd like to thank you very much for coming. And I'd like to thank Aryadeep for his amazing work. I was really quite astounded. I had not seen this book at all. I only saw it now. And I'll go through it. But what he has done, the amount of energy that he's put into this. And as he said, Carol from Auroville today, and Anshuman Basu, with whom I had spoken earlier, he was the one who gave all the old photographs and the archives and everything to Aryadeep. And between them now, they have produced a volume which, if Kiranji is to be believed, is something which is quite unusual. I am faintly embarrassed, of course, because the book is about me. But I must say one thing. I understood that the working committee has given a grant for this book. I think 6 or 7 lakhs of rupees, if I'm not mistaken. And Aryadeep has collected the balance of the money. But I do not want any Auroville money to be spent on me. So I would like to make a donation of rupees 11 lakhs to Matri Mandir so that nobody feels that the funds of Auroville Foundation are being kept for the chairperson. It's a privilege and an honor, really, to have been involved with Auroville from the very beginning. And I think it is the grace of Sri Aurobindo and the mother that despite so many changes in political leadership, I still continue to be that. And I whether we have a post of vice chairman or not, my term will finish in a couple of years now, and I've had, I don't know, this was 5th term or something. Next time, I cannot think of anybody better than Kiranji to be chairman of the Auroville Foundation. And if after the next elections we have anything to do with it, that is certainly something that should be taken up. It's been a learning experience for me, Kiranji, these 20 odd years that I've spent as chairman. I was speaking to the community earlier. It has been a learning experience dealing with this unique experiment. 56 nationalities. 56 nationalities. I would expect 20, 25 languages spoken, different religions, different cultures and so on, and yet all of them living harmoniously, or reasonably harmoniously, in Auroville, which I think is something quite extraordinary. And despite the fact that I may sometimes give the impression that I'm pulling your leg about the residence assembly and so on, I deeply appreciate what is being done here. And my role has always been to try and help the Aurovillians. I remember, Kiranji, when we started, there was a great deal of resentment against the foundation. Kahan se aage? Who are these? Why are these people interfering? And now we've reached a stage where if we don't do anything, we are blamed for why is the governing board not doing this and not doing that. I think that shows that we've been able to get the support of the Aurovillian community. And I'm so glad that you as Lieutenant Governor are here. I hope you will continue from time to time to bless Auroville and to help Auroville in whatever way you can. So friends, thank you all very much for all the kindness that you have shown to me. Aryadeep, I have no words to thank him. He goes out of his way always to do this. Anshuman Basu, Carol, and everybody else, thank you very much. And let's now have some what is popularly known as high tea. Thank you.
Sir, 1 minute. Excellency Kiran Bedi said that she is not in a hurry to go back.
I'm not in a hurry.
And so if she permits, illustrious Professor Manoj Das is with us. If she permits, we can hear few your voice. If she permits.
Manoj is an old friend, a dear friend of mine. Aap do shabd kahiye
na. Just one sentence. We want to hear your voice.
Please come and
he
boliye wahan se
boliye. We want to hear your voice.
Aa jaiye.
Come here, sir. Please come here.
As a professor, I'm sure you'd like to stand up also. Professors always love standing. You know Sachidanand Mahanti, don't you, Manoj? He knows you.
Well, I'm simply overwhelmed by this unexpected, should I say, bonanza or a challenge coming to me. I have no words to say anything because I do not like to tax the audience without a thoughtful speech, if at all one is able to do it. I am grateful. It is always a joy for me to come in contact with where Dr. Karan Singh is. He is someone who is for me, for years, a wonder of wonders, simply because when I was a boy, high school boy, and his PhD thesis on Sri Aurobindo was published, my first surprise was the sire of the greatest kingdom of India, feudalism incarnate, monarch incarnate, kingship incarnate, whatever you can say, choosing of all thousands of subjects, Sri Aurobindo, the revolutionary, the anti-monarch, the anti-feudal, the anti-imperial, for a subject of research. It could only be possible for a destined person, a person who is destined to break a thoroughfare, unexpected, and there is some occult significance behind it. Over the years, I have been reconfirmed in this intuitive idea of mine that he was a man of destiny, and it was Sri Aurobindo's mother's grace that again brought him here into their direct fold, and then he has contributed so much to the cause of the vision of Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And today when I believe that once upon a time I had written an article on him for a compilation made by some of his admirers on one of his birthdays, and that has been reproduced here, I believe, that will speak something about his illustrious career and the significance which lies hidden behind it. I do not have anything more to say. Thank you very much, Ayurvedipji. Thank you for suggesting that I should speak something. I've never been in my life so much unexpectedly given this such a challenge. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Kirandaji.
After Manoj Das's words, which I had not thought of before, can I make a special request to Dr. Karan Singh? You're not listening. Can I make a special request to you? We want to hear you. It has been a beautiful gathering. We want to hear you. Sri Aurobindo's who?
Without the
tea.
Minus the tea.
Yeah. Who? In the blue of the sky and the green of the forest, whose is the hand that has painted the glow? When the winds were asleep in the womb of the ether, whose it roused them and bade them to blow? He's lost in the heart, in the cavern of nature. He's found in the brain where he builds up the thought. In the pattern and bloom of the flowers he is woven. In the luminous net of the stars he is caught. In the strength of a man, in the beauty of woman. In the laugh of a boy, in the blush of a girl. The hand that sent Jupiter spinning through heaven spends all its cunning to fashion a curl. These are his works and his ways and his shadows. But where is his name? What name is he known? Is he Brahma or Vishnu, a man or a woman? Bodied or bodiless, twin or alone? We have love for a boy who is dark and resplendent. A woman is lord of us, naked and fierce. We've seen him amuse on the snows of the mountain. We've watched him at work in the heart of the spheres. We will tell the whole world of his ways and his cunning. He is rapture of torture and passion and pain. He delights in our sorrow and drives us to weeping, then lures with his joy and his beauty again. All music is only the sound of his laughter. All beauty, the smile of his passionate bliss. Our lives are his heartbeats. Our rapture, the bridal of Radha and Krishna. Our love is their kiss. His strength that is loud in the blare of the trumpets. And he rides in the car and he strikes in the spears. He slays without stint and is full of compassion. He wars for the world in its ultimate years. In the sweep of the worlds, in the surge of the ages, ineffable, mighty, majestic and pure, beyond the last pinnacle seized by the thinker, he is thrown in his seats that forever endure. The master of man and his infinite lover, he's close to our hearts had we vision to see. We are blind with our pride and the pomp of our passions. We are bound in our thoughts where we hold ourselves free. It is he in the sun who is ageless and deathless. And into the midnight his shadow is thrown. When darkness was blind and engulfed within darkness, he was seated within it, immense and alone.
After this, there's nothing.
Please be seated. I would like Kalia to come honored, who has donated land to Auroville, to come and please, Your Excellency, give a book to him.
Yes,
Kalia. Professor Manoj Das, give which copy? Where is the copy of the book? He gifted 3 acres of land to Auroville. Yeah.
I didn't need to do it. He wanted to manage it all. Mm-hmm. So it's
the poet said he came about.
Yeah, but oh, sorry.